Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On Saturday, November 10th, the U.S. Marine Corps is celebrating its 243rd birthday. Chicago Marines Foundation will host a fundraising event on the 10th honoring Navy Cross recipient Mike Mendoza and raising money for the Semper Fi Fund to support local Chicago veteran outreach programs. The president of the Chicago Marines Foundation is a former Marine himself, Captain Mark Okisich, and he joins us in studio. Mark, welcome to the program and thank you for your service.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your background and when you joined the Marine Corps.
Sure. So I joined the Marine Corps right out of high school in 1987, which I know now everybody can figure out how old I am.
Pretty much.
I am.
Yeah.
If you don't see my white hair, you know.
We might be around the same age. Yeah.
So I joined the Marine Corps right out of high school. I grew up in Seattle and have never looked back since. The Marine Corps has taken me all over. I was a, and the Marines listening to the program will appreciate this, I was POE extraordinaire, which means I wasn't a frontline guy, but I supported all the frontline guys.
Gotcha.
First duty stations were in California and then off to Hawaii. So, yes, I was living the POE life.
Why the Marine Corps over any of the other?
You know, I looked at it and said, I want to do something that's the toughest out there.
Okay.
And the Marine Corps was it.
That was it. Okay. Why is the Marine Corps birthday so important to American history?
Well, if you remember the old slogan, the few, the proud, the Marines. And when we talk about the few, there are. We're the smallest force. We've traditionally been the smallest force forever. We like to say the Marine Corps was born, and we were born in a bar in 1775, the Tun Tavern in Philadelphia.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so it's been a Marine Corps tradition to celebrate our birthday and the history of the Marine Corps, past, present, and then we celebrate the future Marines as well. A lot of times, these folks don't come from families of means. So when they're in trouble, they don't have anybody else to lean back on.
Sure.
And we, as a Marine Corps family, support those needs. So we have outreach programs. We raise funds for charities that are well suited to do this. So they have the infrastructure in place. They have the psychologists, the trainers, the outreach folks that do this for a living, that are professionals that do their job. And we support those organizations to help veterans.
And you started this foundation.
I started this foundation.
Yeah. So was that after you got out? You decided that this is what you needed to do? This was your new vocation?
I wouldn't say vocation. I would say passion.
Yeah.
So a group of us, I started locally with the Marines in Chicago when I moved here in 2000. And a few of us would get together every birthday and tell lies and have a few cocktails and tell more lies. And in 2008, I joined an organization called Marine for Life. And so Marine for Life is a Marine Corps mandated program that that connects transitioning veterans with employers looking to hire veterans.
That's great.
And so we do a monthly lunch date, basically, where we do speed dating and we introduce them. And did that for a few years, more as a mentor. And, you know, hey, Marine, show me your resume. Oh, you don't have one. How do you translate those Marine Corps experiences into a civilian career? And I've been lucky enough. I've had a good civilian career, and I'm able to provide that kind of leadership.
But the Marine Corps birthday is what you surround your main fundraiser with around the year.
Right.
It's obviously the week usually before Veterans Day. Why is that so important, the birthday itself?
Well, the birthday itself has been celebrated since the beginning.
Yeah.
And Marines aren't made, they're born, really, and that's the way we look at it. When it's a birthing process, really. When you go through boot camp and you put on that Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, you're becoming an entirely new person.
Sure.
And into a new family. So it's celebrated in every climb and place, just like in our hymn. We celebrate every climb and place. So whether it's from the deserts of Afghanistan to the jungles of Vietnam to Saipan, everywhere, and Marines will celebrate the Marine Corps birthday. And by celebrating the Marine Corps birthday, if you're in a combat zone, they're bringing in steak and lobsters and beers and that sort of thing, because it is that special.
Yeah.
It's really the the defining date in the Marine Corps history. So we build around that.
And this birthday celebration is on Saturday, November 10th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the fundraiser?
Sure.
And then we'll talk about what it benefits.
Sure. Yeah. So Saturday, November 10th, we're at Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville. And I have to say, Sam Sanchez and the Old Crow family has been fantastic. Over the last 3 years, we've consistently grown.
Nice to have those partners.
It's fantastic. They are the best.
Yeah.
We initially started at their location in River North, and we've outgrown that.
Wow.
So,
that's great.
You know, it's Chicago's biggest bar.
I've seen pictures on your website. I mean, it looks like a great, great celebration.
It is a lot of fun. So Jim Corneliuson from the Blackhawks.
That's great.
He comes and sings the anthem for us.
Yeah.
And unlike going to a Blackhawks game where Jim is singing, it's dead silent. You can hear a pin drop because all the Marines are at attention.
I bet. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
it's funny when civilians will stand there and start cheering, and they realize everybody else is quiet in there. And
he himself and the whole Blackhawks organization is such a big part of saluting our veterans in every single game. It's nice that he's going to be there for your event as well.
It's fantastic.
What a great thing! And how many people you have? Are you coming? Any VIPs?
We do have some great VIPs coming. We have Staff Sergeant Mike Mendoza. And Mike Mendoza.
Yeah, that's who you're honoring.
That's who we're honoring. He's our guest of honor. Mike received the Navy Cross for gallantry in action. And if you read his citation that's on our website, he did some things that no human should do and saved a lot of people in his unit for doing it. And so we're going to recognize Mike as our guest of honor. We have Shannon Erke, who is a Marine and model turned Maxim model, and she's been on the radio here in Chicago for a long time.
That's cool.
She's coming down to join us.
Nice.
We have some other special guests that I can't mention, but people are going to want to be there and,
surprise.
Meeting them. Yes.
Now, who are some of the charities that you donate a lot of these things to? So the Semper Fi Fund is the big one.
Yep. Semper Fi Fund is our number one organization. Yeah. One of our past guests was Medal of Honor recipient Kyle Carpenter, and Kyle was in the hospital for 4.5 years. His parents had to take care of him, and you know it's a full-time job when your son's in the hospital that
can't
long
work.
So the Semper Fi Fund stepped up and supported his family in a time of need, and Kyle said, you know, if you're going to give to somebody, we really like the Semper Fi Fund, and they've done a lot. And having been affiliated with the Semper Fi Fund for a couple of years, I've just heard so many great stories about what they do in the organization, not just for Marines and their families, but for all veterans.
What does your donation to the Chicago Marines Foundation do? Like, you know, if you're just going to write a check, you know, how can you help?
Yep. So what we do is we collect all the donations at the door. We collect all your checks, all your tickets, everything like that. And we turn around. This event is sponsored by some great sponsors, some Sobieski Vodka, Constellation Brands, U.S. Foods, Old Crow Smokehouse.
Yeah. And you're all volunteers, too. So that's the other thing about this organization that is different from a lot of them, is a lot of this money goes to operations and so
forth.
Correct. And this is really going directly to these organizations that you choose to donate to.
Right. So over the last 4 years of this celebration, we've raised over $65,000.
Nice.
And we've donated $65,000.
That's amazing. That's great. Very rare to hear that.
We don't. There's nothing for us to do with it. The only thing we do is buy a cake with it with any money we have at the beginning of the year, and that pays for the celebration.
That's awesome. And where do people get tickets to the event on November 10th?
You can get tickets at ChicagoMarinesFoundation.org.
Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate you being
here. Thanks for having us, Dave.
And happy Veterans Day, and thanks again for your service.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.